Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, look who's here.
I wish they could all be California girls.
Oh, Bernie Sanders.
How are you?
Did you have a great Memorial Day weekend?
Memorial Day I spent in the Golden State.
California.
I left my heart in San Francisco. High on a hill. I love California. I love L.A. How about those Golden State Warriors?
No one saw that coming.
Yeah.
No one saw that coming.
So much fun.
I love the Warriors. I love the Kings, the Dodgers, the Padres.
How about the,
I love
the Rams?
The Kings, the hockey team. I love the soon-to-be Los Angeles Rams. I love California. I love Hollywood. I love San Diego. I love the Sequoias. Up north, I love the Napa Valley.
The big trees?
The giant trees you can drive a car through. Sure.
Oh, it's not good to drive a car through them, though.
I don't drive my own car. It does not matter. What matters is we are still in this thing to win.
Yeah.
I love California and especially Californians, and I hope they get out and vote for me. Bernie Sanders, don't forget me. Please, don't forget me. I'm excited.
What about Stockton?
Yeah.
Stockton,
Lodi.
Chico. I love Stockton. I love Chico. I love Modesto. I love...
Well, hold on. What was
I
the third one?
Most Modesto. More importantly, I enjoy asparagus. I love asparagus in my breakfast foods. I love it for lunch and for dinner. I put it in an omelet, and I eat it on the grill at night. It's a delicious vegetable, and it's grown in California in buckets.
Does it affect
They've
your body in any way?
Stuff.
Does the asparagus affect
yes,
your body?
Yes, in fact, if you know, I don't give a damn about my pee smelling.
Oh, I suppose you're just
I'm
excited.
I'm tired of hearing about your pee smelling, Rob.
You're just excited when you have the...
Who cares about your damn pee smelling?
You like to pee?
Sure. Well, it's not as easy as
I was going
to
say,
be.
It's everyone's a victory, regardless of the smell.
I enjoy the L.A. lifestyle, the San Diego lifestyle, the Sacramento lifestyle, the San Francisco. Well, I don't want to get hog wild. Yes, go ahead, Oscar.
What about Hollywood do you love?
Oh, yeah.
Hollywood. Where all the great pictures that have been created over the years.
Some of your favorite movies?
Some of my favorite movies. I remember going to the cinema as a kid, and I saw my favorite artist, Charlie Chaplin. He was incredible.
So funny.
Some of my other favorites, Buster Keaton.
Yeah.
The Marx Brothers.
Were you startled the first time you went to a motion picture and there was talking?
I was very stunned. I said, look, they're speaking. Where's my Mary Pickford? I don't understand this. And I loved Laurel and Hardy, the fat one, the skinny one, just so marvelous. I love Hollywood.
Were you
and
scared?
And then, of course, color came, and they ruined pictures.
Were you scared when you saw that movie of the train coming at the screen?
Oh, we all ran out of the theater. We ran out of the theater. But now, of course, with the kids, and they all love me, by the way, I'm more
popular
with the young people than any other candidate, and I don't tell the story about running out of the theater when the train came at the screen.
But I thought you were
Boy,
the only
we
one
feel
who
like
stayed.
A bunch of rubes, don't we?
I think you can say that you were the only one who stayed because you're brave.
I love movies so much that when I was a boy, my father gave me my own projector. And it had a handle, and I would look inside of it, and it would make little stick figures dance.
Oh, that was really not so much of a projector as a bunch of flip cards, right?
Whatever it is. I'm not going to get into the details. Yes, Oscar.
Do you share your story of your survival of the great earthquake in San Francisco?
Oh yeah.
Boy, we were scared. You know, no one knew what was happening.
I didn't know you were there back then.
Well, as a matter of fact,
thought he was in Vermont.
I looked at my mother when we were. I was born in Brooklyn.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, you took the Orient Express over.
I was.
That's
I've
right.
lived through. I've lived through hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, floods, horrible situations.
Weren't
and
you?
I would always say, "Hold on a second, I'm getting to the joke, lot ass. God damn it, let me tell this. God. I have always. Don't you say, oh my God, either. I'll bitch slap you too.
The man's telling a joke.
Right.
I lived through the earthquake, the tornado, the floods, every bad thing. And I would always look at my mother, my dear, sweet mother, and I would always say the same thing. It's not a natural disaster, Mom. It's the Kraken.
You blame the Kraken for all
that? And that's when the kicker sound should have come in, but that's okay. He couldn't find it. And he still can't find it.
I didn't know
that's
if that was
okay.
I didn't know if that's
welcome back from your Memorial Day weekend. Some of us are still in vacation mode. Start the show now, Rob. Thank you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
The stewardess said both pilots.
Can you fly this plane and land it?
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Doctor, I've checked everyone. Mr. Stryker's the only one.
What flying experience have you had?
Well, I flew single-engine fighters in the Air Force, but this plane has four engines. It's an entirely different kind of flying, altogether.
It's an entirely different kind of flying.
Besides, I haven't touched any kind of plane in 6 years.
Dr. Rumick says the sick people are getting worse and we're running out of time.
I've got to concentrate. Concentrate. I've got to concentrate. Concentrate. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Echo.
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 Pinch hitting for Pedro Borbone. Manny Mota.
Mota.
Looks like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines. Johnny, how much more coffee?
No thanks.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Room in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show, on the air and online everywhere. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and internet broadcast with the greatest listeners in the universe because they get it, and if you're here, you will too. Our phone line is always open at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. When we're on, you can call us anytime, and we appreciate that, everybody. Our show today brought to you by Vistaprint. They're the best. No matter what you need for home or office, postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations, you name it, Vistaprint does it right. And here, with another Vistaprint card sent in by one of our wonderful listeners, is Rob Spiewak with the Vistaprint card of the day. Go ahead, Rob.
Mike, his name is Christopher Anderson, and he actually produced a movie called Limo Ride. And they've done a few Kickstarters. It will
adult
be hitting
film?
Screens. No, it is a comedy. It is sort of a buddy, raucous comedy. And so look for it. It's called Limo Ride. But it had a beautiful two-sided card, and it says right on the back, a documentary comedy about 10 friends surviving their wildest night ever. So watch for it. But they actually used the cards to get the Kickstarter going to finance a film.
Nice.
Pretty cool.
Right now, 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. That's 500 cards for under 10 bucks. Vistaprint cards make it easy and affordable to make a great first impression, and that means your clients will remember you. Use a Vistaprint template or your own logo. Vistaprint will make you look great. They even have custom design services to make sure your design is perfect. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout to get 500 business cards for just $9.99. Remember TMOS. Go to Vistaprint and Vistaprint.com and order today. Welcome to the show. How was everybody's holiday weekend? I was looking at news footage of the floods on 95 around the Carolinas where that had to be the worst part of the country, I would think. Of course, Texas is underwater as well. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just astonishing how much water we're getting in different parts
of the
country.
It's the Kraken. Really.
It is the Kraken.
It is the Kraken.
We only had really one beautiful day out of the long weekend in the Delmarva area. Saturday was nice. Saturday was nice.
Same for D.C.
Yeah, rainy, and then a lot of rain on Monday morning. Just came through like crazy.
When do you start getting depressed, Rob?
It started in 1988, Mike.
No, but when did you, like, coming back from the holiday, when do you start getting
going to bed on Sunday night? That's when you realize
it's over.
Yeah, it's sad, right. Man. You know,
it's what I used to do.
I've been depressed the last 2 years.
I will tell you, with everything that I'm dealing with down here, having a holiday weekend where I am not going from point A to point B was kind of A-OK. But then I started seeing all the it's funny. The whole thing, the thing I do with Rolling Thunder, with the motorcyclists, I go from being, you know, happy that they're having a good time. Then I get depressed that I'm not there. Then I'm happy that I'm not there. But there's so many different moods with that. I love going to Jimmy's on Memorial Day. I love his little alley party. I love the bands. As far as the riders, the people that I've noticed over the years that I participate, you guys know this is true, that it started a long time ago where I had the toot about those people.
Yeah.
And then nothing has ever happened, culminating with this weekend, that would change my mind. You know, you just see the obese man with the white goatee, with the hat, with the leather hat on, and I'm like,
they're going down to pick up their patch. Get their patch.
And the thing is, I said this for years. Going to the actual memorial is one of the most moving things that you can do. When you go, and you can do it, it doesn't have to be Memorial Day weekend. I would recommend that as I bring people to that place. I bring them to Arlington Cemetery. The memorials, the true memorials in our nation's capital, that's what I like to bring people that are from out of town to see, because it is truly something special. The idea of the people people that are doing it now, and then the fact that they're getting politically active is kind of a turnoff to me, because it's not the spirit of what.
How many had you done in a row?
It was hippies, man. It was hippies.
How many in a row did you do of the ride?
I probably did seven in a row.
And I know that, again, it's the nucleus, the basis of it, what it organically came from. That's what you miss.
I loved that. And then I don't remember, and I could be wrong, I don't remember it being a political rallying point when you know, Mr. Red Hat got up and addressed the group and then was endorsed by the Rolling Thunder organization.
Right.
I don't remember that happening.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't remember that happening. But I will tell you, hanging around those guys in the Harley people, it shouldn't be about anything other than remembering those who have lost their lives. I think that is what I got into. And I missed all my pals.
I bet you did.
And then after you do the thing you should do about Memorial Day, and you remember it, you know, people, it's the big holiday weekend, and I would go back to Jimmy's, and I was sad that I wasn't going to be there and jamming with the bands and doing that. So I truly appreciate that. Did the fan club have like a table set up at Jimmy's? I think they met out there.
Initially we had plans to all go out there.
I feel even worse about that.
You avoided the hangover. That's the most important
part.
That's
true.
Mm-hmm. I avoided the hangover except for Friday night here when I got into my whole depression thing. Don't drink and dial. Don't drink and post. You know, did anyone see my sad post?
I did.
That was just so, stop it. I've got to stop. I'm not like the only person in the world that's had somebody die in their family, but I was sitting there. Carla goes to bed, and it's not like I would call my mom late at night. I never would. But I'm sitting there on the holiday weekend, and I realized that's when I would make a lot of phone calls and talk to my mom, and it was just, so I'm having a little pity party. And then the thing about Facebook is, when you post something, or any social media, or Twitter, when you post something, it's there, and it's there forever. And then you go back and look at it and go, oh, that was just such a sad sack, and that was too much wine.
So you drank late Friday night?
It just was an evening, you know, it was a celebratory evening, and it just got away from me. And then, you know, you post those things, and it's just like, sad. You know,
but it started happy, because when we spoke, we were both thrilled with the way we debuted on the station in Ocean City, 97.1.
Yeah, we were checking the technical aspects of that, and that went fine. And we want to thank them for everybody down there at 97.1 The Beach.
The Wave.
Sorry.
They're at the beach.
They're your beach station.
Yes. Your beach. Okay. sorry. Doing the best I can. It just evolved into the rest of the weekend, and I did not anticipate that I would be feeling as bad as I did until Carla told me that I came to bed super late, which would indicate that I fell asleep where I was sitting.
I've done it.
That's the point.
Some might refer
to that as passing out.
No, it's falling asleep, Mike.
It's falling asleep. And I said, well, what time did I come to bed? She said, 4 a.m.
Ooh.
Oh. So you had most of your night on the couch?
Apparently.
Yeah.
Apparently. And then you can't do that when you're the parent of a two-year-old, because you have to be up and functional the next day. And we had a big day planned, a super deluxe big day. We had to be at the pirate cruise, which started at 10:15 in the morning.
The family pirate cruise. I remember
that. Family pirate. Oh, by the way, Mrs. O'Meara wanted me to tell you, Rob, you were wrong.
Oh, she loves when I'm wrong.
Booze was flowing at the pirate cruise. So I don't know what family cruise you've been on, but it was a big part of that.
Oh, Mike, did you do the dysfunctional family cruise?
Well, I could take you. I'll take you through the whole thing.
I wish you would.
I'm not feeling too perky, but I begin to hydrate like no. I've had two of my giant Red Sox cartoon size jugs of water before I even open my peepers. I am slamming this water.
Right.
And I'm hydrating, and it's not doing anything. Oh. And I'm not going to go. By the way, I went with Oscar's like Pedialyte thing,
yes.
And I thought I was going to throw up on the spot, so I don't do that anymore.
Mm.
I had a reaction to it, Oscar, so the Pedialyte didn't work for me, no. So I don't...
Safe
so
for kids, water. Not for Mike.
Yeah, it's a younger man's game.
Who knows? All I know is my body, took in that Pedialyte, and it was just like, no! But, so I'm hydrated. I know what the problem... Everything ever written about a hangover is that... And incidentally, I apologize for being a bad parent. Bad parent. I think most parents, when they're on holiday, they have a situation where they, you balance the two. Grown-up fun, kids fun.
Mm-hmm.
This weekend, here's the thing. My trade-off for not being up there with all my pals in D.C. was going to be, we're going to make it all about our kid.
That's a good trade-off.
That's my whole trade-off as I'm becoming slowly, just waltzing into invalid land. That's how that's where I find my joy right now. It's going to continue today.
When you waltz into invalid land, do you want to start again?
How much did you drink over the weekend?
Mike, I had two beers on Friday, and I think that's it.
Such a lie.
This man is lying. This man is lying.
He comes back. When he comes back from a holiday weekend, first of all, he's Porky Pig. Takes him a week, and when I say that, it's I'll have a blue Christmas. He does the laugh talking. He stammers and does laugh talking, and it takes about 2 hours to get it out of his system.
So
it'll be ebony, and then
we're all ramping back up.
Once you realize the problem, Mike.
Including the computer system.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Once you realize the problem, that's the first step to curing it.
Absolutely.
So you had your armband for Invalid Land, or do you have a season pass?
That was what he was going for.
Yes.
You know what?
Well worth the wait.
I said to a neighbor who came up to me as I was walking my dog, he said, "Will we see you out on the course this week?" I said, "Nope, I'm an invalid." And look, I could go 6 hours to tell you everything that happened. This culminated with we had a babysitter at 11 o'clock on Memorial Day, and Mrs. O'Meara and I were going to go on the motorcycle. That was another sad post that I put on Memorial Day
very
when
sad.
I said when I got on the bike and the invalid hip couldn't even do that. I can't even. Have you seen some of the people at Rolling Thunder? Have you seen the 800-pound people that came from the circus to their motorcycle?
Have you seen the twins, Mike? The twins in their
the
cowboy
twins
hats?
On the minibus.
Yes, exactly. And their black
pants. I can't lift the left leg over the seat without it feeling like a knitting needle is being thrust into my groin.
Ooh, ooh.
So it sucks. And I am just so, but that's neither here nor there. We were at the pirate cruise.
Right.
So I am hydrating to get ready for the pirate cruise because it's for the little guy. And
does he know what's coming? Is he excited about
it? Yes, that was a mistake, too. You don't do that with a two-year-old. Here's a note to parents, okay? There's the little alert bell. When you're the parent of a two-year-old and you tell them something's coming, you guarantee there will not be any significant sleep patterns in the middle of the night because they are so excited. He was talking pirate. He didn't have a nap the day before. He didn't sleep well at night because it was pirate cruise. And he was up at 5:45 getting ready for his pirate cruise.
Man.
Everything's, so I'm up. Carla, God bless her, allows me to go to 7:30 in the morning. Go to 7:30. Wow. 7:30 in the morning. And I wake up at 7:30 and I know immediately the condition I'm in. I see the little crop circles in my field of vision, which is a little tell for me. I don't know if anybody gets those. Okay. They're like little circles that are just, I don't know what it is, but it's my brain when it's saturated.
What's so funny is when most people refer to crop circles, it's an alien invasion. Mm-hmm. This is a different kind of invasion. This is a wine invasion.
It's a crop circles, and I realized, and I'm like, okay, Carla made it really clear to me when we were even having our first glass of wine that if either one of us overindulged, it would be impossible because we have the little guy's day, and I'm an idiot, and I have no off switch, and I have no sense of self-control.
I would say it's her fault, Mike, because she told you not to do something.
Yeah,
she told you not to do something.
As she was pouring the glass.
When you heard that, you're like, I'm going to do what I want.
How dare you tell me what to do? Keep pouring, dear.
I'm
going to
kill two bottles. You watch.
This was a classic example of sitting there, and I threw the biggest solo pity party after she went to bed. And it was just like, if you'd seen a picture, and I just pouring away, feeling sad, feeling loss.
You even know how to pour wine in a sad way.
My hip doesn't
really
love me.
Yeah, it was so
my motorcycle
sad.
Hates me.
My liver doesn't love me.
I know we've got another half bottle. I have that. I'll just have that. And I go and I pour glug, glug, glug. Yeah. I'm going to have that one. And I, the only time I'm managing to hurl myself off the, and I'm not hurling, but I'm
good.
Getting off the couch is to go into the kitchen and get the overpriced wine that we spent too much money on. And by the way, how much was it? It was $25, okay? And to me, really, with wine now, I think you ought to pay $3 for it.
Can you get a great bottle of wine for like $13 these days?
You can, but obviously we didn't find it.
But it was in the kitchen. It is a half a bottle and I'm going
to
have it.
I
don't
want to go to waste.
Let me tell you what it did. What it did was successfully get to my stomach and my brain and cause the headache and nausea that would continue through most of the day.
And you had to go on the open seas.
Yes.
Well, we will get to that, but the fact is the pity party was me sending out the little message to people and, just like, Memorial Day is sad when you lose, holidays suck. And then I get the people that are very kind and responding to me. And it just was not.
Is that what you were looking for?
I don't want to be that guy. No. I don't know. Maybe I am and I don't even admit to it. Maybe it is exactly why.
Well, you're needy.
You're starving. You're the most starved for attention person on the show.
I think what happened is, Mike.
You post all the time because you want more attention, right?
I think what it is at that time when you were in that frame of mind, that bottle.
We're not talking about me. I was asking about you.
Oh, I'll starve for attention. Of course.
Are you starved for attention?
Of course. I'm so happy right now because you're speaking to me. But when you post like that and you're a bottle and a half in and you're in that frame of mind, if you're in the frame of mind to make that post, I believe at that moment you do want the people to reply. But when you wake up the next morning thirsty and dry mouthed.
Embarrassed is the right word.
And you want to take it down, but then that almost looks worse.
I didn't want to tell you. I looked at it and I just shook my head ruefully. I was looking at it and I just said, this sucks. Why did I do that? And then I'm feeling horrible. But I realize at this moment that I am going to just turbocharge. I'm going to seize the day.
Yeah.
Carpe diem. I am going to drink more water. I am going to jump into a piping hot shower. I am going to hydrate, and I'm going to be super
father
dad.
Of the
and,
year.
And the fact that I am going to be this way is going to make Mrs. O'Mara happy. Oh, by the way, we have date night that following evening.
Oh,
perfect. So
no.
I gotta be all in all day. I gotta do it.
You know what
so
you have? You have to excel. You have to make yourself excel.
Right. And I power drank, got into the shower. Got out of the shower, continuing to hydrate. By the time I got all ready to go and into my pirate cruise show, shoes and shorts, I was ready for the day. And as a matter of fact, there was an extra spring in my step, and I would have been fine. But then it all went south when I actually got on the ship.
Oh no!
Did I mention it was about 100 degrees in Fort Myers? I'll give you the details about the pirate ship when we come back. Pirate cruise!
Pirate!
Yeah, you meet the nicest people there. Hi, everybody! Duh! We'll take a break, and hey, I'm one of them. We'll take a break, come back with more fun and more thrills. This is the Mike O'Mara Show!
Hey, it's your buddy Oscar Santana,
hey.
And this is Todd Moore. You know us from Tech 411, the tech show that's sweeping the nation.
That's right, and we are here to help get you all your tech news, reviews, and apps you need to own.
It's very simple, and it's absolutely free.
It's
so
very
simple. So
subscribe
on iTunes and check us out on the Moore Broadcasting Network. And for the record, we're not banging. Just want to clarify.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice.
I got a hot text from Todd.
We are recording a podcast.
I said, hi. Yeah. Let's do it. That's sweet.
Hey, by the way, Rob, you don't need as much attention as Todd Moore does.
That's mm-hmm. true. No one
Todd
does.
Todd needs a little bit more than you.
Mike,
do.
The Apple computer's mainframe doesn't need as much attention as Todd Moore does.
Todd was featured. Did they rebroadcast a PBS special that
PBS?
They did about,
yeah, it was on the episode
Patton
this weekend, Mike. Best of Moore.
I'm all for, by the way, I am 100% behind Todd
yes.
with his battle with patent trolls. And, you know, the piece on PBS, which I watched in its entirety, could not have demonstrated in a more effective way how gnarly and nasty these people do this for a living are. But we'll get to that in a second. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. We all know that sleep is important. You got to make it the best that it can be. If you want to know how to make your sleep great, well, let me tell you how. Go to Sleep Number and get yourself a Sleep Number bed. That's the only place to get them, at a Sleep Number store. Right now is the time to do it. You can save $500 on their Memorial Day Special Edition bed with Sleep IQ technology, so you have the knowledge to adjust for your best possible sleep. With optional Sleep IQ technology, Sleep Number beds will even track your sleep so you know how to adjust to optimize your slumber. Whether it's adjusting your Sleep Number setting, cutting back on the caffeine, or changing your exercise regimen, you'll always know what's working because Sleep IQ tells you. My Sleep IQ score is, I'm sorry, not the score, but the Sleep IQ number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65. And last night, my Sleep IQ score was a 95, and I feel great. I check it on Friday. Friday didn't make it into the Sleep Number bed.
Oh,
that's
dear.
It. As long as I can get to the bed, I'm happy. Hurry in now and save $500 on a Memorial Day Special Edition bed with Sleep IQ technology. Remember, you'll only find Sleep Number at a Sleep Number store. No better sleep. Find your Sleep Number setting today at any of the 500 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. And don't forget to wink at them nicely and tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. Welcome back to the show. So I'm not going to say I was proud of myself because I did the damage, so I'm
right.
not. I'm doing what a normal parent would do, and Carla would say this to me. So what are you proud of? You're being a father. You're doing what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, but to be fair, you're 56, and
yes.
you've got a two-year-old. That's
yeah,
not necessarily traditional.
So I have to try harder.
Yeah.
I basically have to try harder.
No, you've been dealt a difficult hand. You're constantly drawing through an inside straight.
Hold on. You're making it sound like it's something horrible. He is the light of my life. He has improved my life exponentially. However,
remember when he slammed the door in your face?
Mm-hmm. Yes. As a matter of fact, when I got him up, by the way, it was my responsibility to get him up Sunday and Monday. Because when apparently Friday night I made that promise to Carla, I said, "Yeah, if you do this, I'll get up with him on Sunday
just
and Monday."
Five more
Carla goes to
minutes.
Sleep and then holds on to it, please. And so I got.
That's
up
when
with
Carla
both
said,
days.
"We need you to initial this, sign here, and a thumbprint."
Memorial Day Monday, 5:30 in the morning, I walk over to him, and it's like, Mommy. And I open the door, and he looks up at me and goes, I want Mommy. And he collapses on the floor.
Uh-huh.
And I just get up. I just walk back over to the couch, and I just leave him there. Then just lie there. I got up with you. Just lie there, you little brat.
You think I want to be up?
Yeah, I want Mommy, too. Yeah. But this is what we got.
Right. Mommy, working on. She's working on the 9th hour of her 14 hours today. So anyway, no, it's not that.
Has
much.
She bought
not
Carrie's book?
Yeah, she sleeps a lot.
Yeah,
but she really doesn't. She takes an hour and a half nap in the afternoon.
Nice save, Mike.
Carrie napped a lot, right? I've been in relationships before. Women nap.
Oh, they love.
There's
to
my
nap.
Sexist.
Only
statement.
If you let them.
Hit the alarm. Hit
only
the alarm.
If you
I
let
said
them.
It. Yeah, only if people let them. But you have said Shannon sleeps a lot.
No, no, no.
Carrie sleeps a lot. Carla sleeps a lot.
Now, Shannon, I know when Shannon's napping because while you walk in the house and the thin floors we have upstairs, you hear everything. Mm-hmm. I walk in the house and I hear her jump up. She'd been laying in that bed. And she knows I don't like her laying in that bed. There's a lot to do at home.
Hit the alarm
please,
again,
God.
For God's sake.
I'm up here cleaning, dear.
I said,
he's home. He's home. If he catches me napping, the beatings will start.
No,
Jesus Christ. What's
no,
going on?
Maybe a pep
with you?
Talk. Nice talking to you.
Wow.
There's a lot to do
what?
At the house.
Yeah.
But I said, hey, what are you doing up there? She goes, oh, I'm just cleaning up. I said, clean up as in clean up inside the sheets under the comforter.
God.
She goes, no, why? I said, I heard you jump to attention. Don't be scared of me. You can take naps, just not when I'm around.
Or wear slippers so you make a softer landing.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're hearing this for the first time, let me just say, yes, he is a monster.
Yes, he
anyway,
is.
So the thing, and he's called me a monster, too.
Tight ship, Mike.
He's called
tight
me a monster.
Yeah. Tight ship.
I just remember that. Remember when you called me a monster?
You were a monster that day. I stand by it.
Yeah, but he doesn't have people running from in fear.
All sorts of rage.
Sleep, one of the things that's required to actually live, has
not
to be done in secret.
Day, not when you've slept all night.
Let me get back.
I'd like to nap, too. Don't have
this
time.
This is a show unto itself, okay?
Yeah,
we could do an entire show on this.
You are right,
Mike. I get to the pirate ship, and the first thing that happens is I know where we're going, and I know how to get there, and there's no traffic getting down there. It's Saturday, Memorial Day weekend. People are where they need to be. It's perfect. I said this is the only thing that could have gone slightly awry was traffic getting down to this location because it's right at the beach.
What time do you shove off? What time did you need to be there?
We have to be there at 10:15. We leave at 9:45.
Okay.
It's very close to us. That's one of the nice things about living in a resort area.
Only the best.
Down. No problem at all. And
no
it's
expense
right next
was
to,
spared.
No expense was spared. No expense. Welcome to Jurassic Park. So we get to the little restaurant, and next door they've got the little shop, little pirate shop, where you can buy all the crap that goes along with the pirate cruise.
Sure, you need that.
And we walk in, and there is another family in front of us. And this is idiot dad with a put-upon wife carrying the infant in the baby sling with the toddler and then the five-year-old.
Jesus, do it for fun once in a while.
I said to Carla, I said, oh, we got some breeders today. We got a boat full of breeders. And they have already purchased for their little monster.
Hey.
Is the monster the five-year-old or the toddler?
The five-year-old.
Okay,
and
all right.
So they have purchased one of these collapsible knives. I go three. By the way, I'm still feeling okay.
Switchblade?
It's a sword. It's the whole thing, like our culture, is centered around violence. We'll get to that in just a second.
But when you say collapsible knife, is it the kind that you can stab someone
plastic,
and it looks like?
It's like
yes,
a pirate.
It's the
a pirate.
Plastic little pirate telescoping thing. Knife
okay,
thing.
Okay,
hold
all right,
on.
I'm with you.
So
not a real knife.
Right. I walk in and they've already purchased this for young Joshua, or whatever the hell his name is. And he walks up to me and full force, didn't hurt because it's collapsed, but he punches me in the gut with it. He goes, bah, yeah, 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 like that. And immediately I look over at Johnny Tank Top, his father.
Good luck.
And by the way, the large horizontal stripe tank top, which says to me, you're either from a foreign country or you're they use your picture in the dictionary under Rube. Okay. I'm looking at this guy and he looks over and Nothing. Nothing at all.
Not a word?
And, yes. The kid circles around, comes back over to me, goes, yeah, 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 like that, and does it to me again. At this point, Carla says, we don't do that to strangers. And the dad, the mother, nothing again. And I, wow. and then finally I, does a third, and that's when he talks to the hand. He got so close that my
three
palm of my
times
hand almost made contact with the forehead, because it wasn't happening a third
Praise
time.
Praise the Lord.
It was
right
yay,
off the boat.
Yay, though I go into the pirate gift shop, I will put my hand on your forehead and you will not stab me with your plastic telescoping sword, you little brat boy.
Now, I know that you were compromised already because you'd had the night before the day, but yeah. Did you think of raising your voice to him? Because you have a very scary voice.
No. Because we're here, we're going to be obviously on the boat with these slackers.
With the rubes.
And so I'm not going to, but, and by the way, at the end of the day, I even said this to Carla yesterday, the people on the boat could not have been cooler. It was just a good group with well-behaved kids that were handled beautifully by the staff on this little scow, and they did a really nice job. So here's the thing. So we go through that, and I'm kind of like sighing, and Carla's more pissed than I am because
right.
The kid's really behaving badly. Then we get Michael his little package that goes along with the pirate, where he gets a bandana and he gets a cheap made-in-China sword to take on the boat, and he gets a treasure map inside a plastic bag. You know, and they charge you like $25 extra for what probably cost them 11 cents.
So
but that's okay.
You upgraded the package and you got him all the merch.
I upgraded the package. I got the sweater. I want to be. He looked cute in his little bandana.
Yeah.
And at this point, it's probably close to 10:25. We're boarding at 10:30, and we walked out to the outer deck where the pier is, and we can see in the distance there's the big pirate ship, and we've seen it for years down here.
Yeah, we saw it when we were down there. Yeah.
Yeah.
You've seen it. They have them in different beach areas. And so I said, this is great. And Carla says, I left something in the car. I'm going to go get it right now. So I'm wrangling him. I'm fine with that. And as soon as she says that, he goes, all aboard. I'm like, yeah, of course. Rob, you've lived that too, right?
Of course.
No. You've lived that. Rob knows what I'm talking about, which is, oh, of course, this is the time you're going to depart. Well, now cementing the fact that we are going to be the last ones on the ship. Does it matter? Absolutely not. Does it piss me off? Absolutely.
Because you've just had a 40-minute time window.
Yes.
At any moment, you would have been closer to the car.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You would have literally been closer to the car. And first of all, let's backtrack one more step.
Oh, by the way, she's not going to the car. She's asked me to go to the car.
Oh.
So I'm going back to the, yes, that was the
And probably, I mean, I don't want to pick a scab, but best not to forget it in the first place.
Precisely. I don't even know. Remember what it was.
You've got the bad hip.
That's true.
Yeah, but you know, hey, it's good to get good to keep moving, Oscar. Good to keep it moving. Absolutely.
It's like that the Mammy episode where the nanny is a man and he's making Mammy go up and down the stairs to get exercise. Have you ever seen that?
What are you talking about?
From the show Modern Family.
Oh, the man nanny is not a mammy.
It's Manny.
It's Manny.
Manny.
I thought you were talking about something quite different.
No. There's an episode of Modern Family where the manny, or the nanny for this example, has the little boy go up and down the stairs because he continues to tell him they forgot things to get exercise out of the little boy. So did she really forget something, or did she get you to go get something?
What?
Oh, never mind.
I'm sorry. I'm not sure what you were talking about. But
as Oscar said earlier, worth the wait.
Yeah. Touché. I got excited.
I did.
I really like that show.
Really, I just want to say this.
No one else does in this room.
It's really not that bad, okay? It's really not going that bad. The kid did not bother me that much. Everything, and I'm feeling good. That's the thing.
Oh,
I'm feeling good, and I'm feeling like you nailed it. You hydrated. You took care of yourself.
You cheated death.
You cheated death. It's fine. And the fact is, everything is A-okay. I didn't realize, though, I'm getting on a boat that's going to be 89 degrees in the cool spot of the boat. And we went undercover into the back area where the bar is to get a bottle of water, and I sat down, and I got the beginning of, I guess you would call it, seasickness.
Oh!
while we were at the dock.
No!
Yeah, but it's okay because this is only going to be an hour and a half cruise.
Oh, oh my God.
You should have stayed at the car.
FML. Seriously. Take a rifle, a high-powered rifle, put a sniper on the building of the little docky dock for the RR pirate cruise, pull the trigger, and please, please, for the love of God, kill me now. Just kill me. I'll come right back and I'll tell you what else happened, because then I was a bad parent. It got so much worse. And it's for your entertainment. We'll take a break and come back on the Mike O'Meara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Hey, everybody, Amazon, Amazon, Amazon. The best way to support this show is Amazon.com, and do it through our portal. Anytime you purchase something through Amazon, our Amazon link, we get a tiny little percentage, doesn't cost you any extra, and it's the best and easiest way for you to support this show. Save time, save money, and make a smile. Isn't smiling the best thing to do? Just bookmark our Amazon link and use it like crazy. So many people do. We appreciate all of our listeners sharing with us the wonderful purchases they make on Amazon through the Mike O'Meara Show. Here's what I want you to do. Go to MikeO'MearaShow.com/Amazon. Click on the Amazon button on our website, or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple. And now relax, because you've saved yourself a lot of
relax.
Time.
You know what you can buy at Amazon is Dramamine.
Dramamine. I had no clue. I've been raised on the water, but the last couple of times that I have been on larger boats,
yeah,
it's just added to the list. Added to this, just the
it
shopping
has my,
list.
You are compromised, and it has to do with heat as much as anything.
Mm-hmm. Well,
if you have your air, if you have like fresh sea spray in your face or a cool breeze, hard to get seasick.
Now, they had a fan. They had an arr fan. Arr. And by the way,
arsulating fan.
The wonderful performers, the rejects from the Renaissance Festival that are on this boat,
yeah,
were truly terrific. There is absolutely no, if you have a little guy and you want to bring them up, it was perfect. It was absolutely perfect. It was not too crowded.
Good.
There were only a select number of us rubes that were on the boat for this thing.
How much of a crowd? I mean, we've seen the craft basically. How many passengers were there, do you think?
Oh God, I'm gonna say 40 maybe.
So it's a full boat. When the boat is full, it's still not too crowded.
It's not crowded.
It's not
it was
bad.
Not full
not
either. It was fine. But underneath, it's like a Spanish galley. It's like a pirate ship, right?
Yeah.
It's got the big stern and the big bow, and then it's low in the bill. And you got to go in the back, and the bar is there. And and Mrs. O'Meara, who had said to me, again, I want to have one rum drink with my husband. She'd said that to me. And I said, okay, hey, they've got a bar, honey. It's open. And she looks at me and she goes, I wanted to have one with you. I'm like, that's never going to happen today. I don't do hair of the dog. It's the only thing that keeps me out of rehab. So I am not going
to. Your body would have physically rejected it like a bad kidney.
Yes, I would have projectile vomited on a little boy with a telescoping sword. That's what would have happened. Mm. And it would have been a word. So I'm sitting there, and as I get bottled water for Carla and for me. And at that point, I look at Carla and I said, I think I need to go up on the deck and get some air. And that's when we went to the stern of the boat and sat up there where we are in the direct sunlight. And this is getting to be 11 o'clock in the morning, which down in this part of the country is searing heat. It's not heat that can, you acclimate to it, but it can't really be described down. It is hotter than hot. There was, I am looking over at the coastline, and there is a ridge of clouds. This is how hot it was. There's a ridge of clouds, and I'm looking at it going, please, please come.
Come
please
here, boys.
Come, clouds.
Come
please,
on.
Come. Come on. Come on, please. Just a few hundred yards. Please, please come over. And
Mike, having seen the craft,
yes,
it's not designed to be a fast-moving craft.
Not at all.
So
no.
to hope for some sort of breeze generated by the motion of the craft, you're not
right.
going to get it.
You're in a little bay on the other side of the barrier island, and he's going to go out offshore, but it takes 30 minutes to get the boat to go from behind the bay to turn around and hit the shore. We finally hit the peak of land, and we're out on the open Gulf, and suddenly the breeze came in, and it was like, thank you, Jesus. And then coming back, the clouds had arrived. The I don't know if I would have survived without those two little bits of nature that happened. And by the way, they're all, it's a lot of this, we all have to be pirates here. We all, and by the way, when I say, is everybody having a good time? You say, arr. You don't say, yeah. You say, arr. Is everybody, hey, this guy's not smiling. This guy's not, and he's pointing down to the other people that are the adults that aren't necessarily yes. participating. And I said, if he does that to me, I'm breaking his wrist. I'm not going to deal with it. But the thing is, we're far enough away, and I will tell you this, that the thing that was great about it was that because of the cloud cover and the breeze, I survived it, and we're coming back in, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to make it, and I'm starting to feel a little bit better with this pirate cruise as well.
I'm starting
to feel just a little bit better. We decide to go from the stern of the boat down to the main body of the boat where they're doing all the action is,
right.
All the fun pirate action. And by the way, it's all arr and arr. Don't say yes, say arr.
Arr.
Most of the boat performers, do they look like sort of like a VCU drama rejects? Are they college kids?
No, they are kind of... They've been at it a little longer than college kids.
Okay,
in
so
my opinion,
this might have been a good summer job for a college kid,
exactly.
But they have stuck around.
It's that part of the country. You
understand?
Know, where you don't. It's not a summer activity. This, in fact, summer slows down here. So that's they've been here during the season, and
their lifestyle, Mike, allows them to be eccentric.
I think really once the show is over, it's a very brief period of time between the docking of the boat and their first cigarette. That's just my... But at the same time...
Mike, that's a cigar.
Hey, you'd be great on the boat.
Yeah,
you'd
until I died.
Yeah, the only guy that really wasn't all in was the guy that was steering the boat. He was obviously the local water guy that's just like, hey, Captain Steve's up there at the top of the... Captain Steve. It wasn't Captain Steve. Pirate Johnny is steering the boat up there. It's just like, how you doing, Pirate Johnny? Want to make sure everybody sits down, no standing or kneeling on the side. And it's just, he's going.
But wouldn't it be great, Mike, if it was Captain Steve up there? Saying, well, I don't want anyone to fall into the water.
That's their concern. The way the boat is, you got the low area, which is the main deck, and that also has underneath the bar area in the stern. Then you've got the porta potties, but the bathrooms.
Right. Yes.
Fully functioning bathrooms in the front of the boat. Then you've got a little ladder, a very steep ladder that goes up to the bow because it's the raised bow where it's
the ship.
And then a raised stern area, too. So we go down, and at this point, they're winding up with a lot of things where they bring out a treasure chest with little pieces of plastic and little plastic necklaces, things that my son goes kind of gaga for. It's cool. They're doing a limbo thing where all the kids run around the ship and do it. It's beautiful for kids. And they've got tremendous energy and great wit.
They should bring out a treasure chest, Mike, that's full of all the money they took from the rube passengers.
Yeah. Well, they could. I said, boy, this thing does pretty well. She said, we go out during season. We go out 4 times a day.
Whoa.
Wow. They do it 4 times a day. And I think for the three of us, it was in the neighborhood of like $80 for mama, dada, and the baby. So it was so do the math. I don't know how many people can be accommodated on the ship, but they're doing their little dance and it's fun. And then they have we got some video of Michael dancing with the pirates, and
that's
his cheeks
cool.
are red because he's a little overheated. And then we're standing watching this, and I said, We gotta sit down. And we look over, and the Rofo family,
who had
moved, probably they were with us up in the stern, and then they moved down to the main level. And this family, throughout the entire cruise, probably moved an inch and a half from where they, and they were, it was seriously, they were sun blocking fat. They were literally. You couldn't see anything. She had the bad knee, I think the grandma. You had the dad and the son who both ate the same amount of potatoes during the week. And they were saying, so we got down to the main level, and there they were again. And you had a father and a son that were seated on one side of this boat that could probably, and I'm not exaggerating, accommodate about 8 people. And they were splayed out on it. And so I said, Carla finally turns to them and says, Can we sit here?
Aww.
Can we please sit here? And they move over to accommodate us, the 3 inches, so that we could sit down.
Yes.
And then after, hi, you guys hearing me? You hearing me?
Yeah, okay. Well, you sound great. You're great.
They move down 3 inches, and we're looking down to see where we're going to sit and put all of our stuff. This happened so rapidly, I could not believe it. This happened so quickly that right after we sat down, we hear the guy on the PA go, "Could somebody tend to that young man that's on the ladder?" And I look over, and my son is three quarters of a way up the little ladder,
my God,
climbing to the front of the boat. And it was almost bad parenting 101. The worst thing that could have happened, he would have had a fall.
Sure.
The worst thing, he could have gotten to the top and maybe done a header over the bow. And we were a little bit freaked out.
We were like the
bad parents. It was very, very frustrating. And other than that, we had a very, very nice time.
Mike, I did a little math. If they, let's say the boat accommodates 60 people. You said there was about 40 on it. It wasn't sold out.
Yes.
If it accommodates 60 people, they're turning roughly $45,000 a week. That's just with admissions. And then you have to add the bar and the merchandise. So this is a cash business.
Well, yeah, and it depends.
I think they make money. I saw a picture
of that boat. That was paid off in 1983.
Yeah, I think it might have been built in a backyard. The boat is not really.
It looks like a converted tugboat.
It was actually custom made. I think it was made during the 80s.
Pimp my tugboat.
And it was made for this particular, pirate crew. It's custom made.
Yeah.
It's a custom made boat. And it was. And by this time, I am seeing the finish line, and we're getting close.
Do you have like a rush of adrenaline knowing that the end is clear?
I am euphoric.
I bet.
The little guy is happy.
Happy times all around.
By the time by the way, they have a little parrot restaurant or whatever the hell it is that's right at the dock there. And we were very, very, very happy. We were extremely happy. And we got off the boat. I even thanked I gave them a dollar tip because I'm sorry you've taken all of my money, and they have a tip jar. Pay your people the right
way. It's Washington.
Obviously, somebody's making the profit on this, and it's not me.
Mike, you know who makes the money is Big Pirate.
Big Pirate.
Big Pirate, the industry down there. And pirate is an industry in Fort Myers. There's all sorts of stuff that is all pirate-based.
Well, we know that the skeleton pirate of Fort Myers.
He rules.
He's awesome.
Mike. An institution.
Absolutely. He may be in one right now.
And he can drink. Mike, let me tell you that.
They only institutionalize him off season. They need him when the tourists come in.
You know, he was happy. The little guy was happy. And
That had to help your mood.
Yes. So we all had great. I could go on with the rest of it. I will bring you up to speed because we also went to the Thomas the Train show that they had down there. It was all about my son. All right. We went to the Rube Pirate Cruise, and we went to the Rube Thomas the Train
at the local arena,
which is basically a craft fair where the mommies can set up their little things to take your money out of your pocket.
So it's not like a performing show? Does Thomas the Train do shtick?
They had 6,000 parents sitting there on the main floor of this arena so that they could watch Thomas, the wooden plywood head of Thomas, come out of this little stage and just roll its eyes back and forth and be, you know.
Is it a touring thing or does it have a residency?
I think it's a touring thing. I think they go.
So you got to catch it when it's in town?
Feld?
Yeah.
Is it a Feld affair?
It might be. You know, it might very well be. It might very
Feld
well.
Entertainment.
Let's just say, now that our man Mark Riddell doesn't work for Feld any longer, I will say, I think Mark could have done a better job with this. I think
I'm not so sure Mark wasn't playing the train.
Well, it was, once again, theatrical kids, you know, where she comes out in an engineer costume and goes, "Hi, kids." And we walk in, and they take you around the entire arena with every single entrance to the main floor blocked except for one. So they have failed in their crowd management, where they are sending us around to one entrance where you can come into the arena part and sit in the upper area.
Yeah.
And the rest of the people are watching this Thomas the Train on the floor. And this is, by the way, this is Memorial Day Sunday. After we went to church, mind you, I did take time to worship our Lord and Savior. The thing about it is that, so this crowd management, and the reason is because if they don't do that, you're not going to see all their little craft booths and children's museums
like
and
Costco.
All this.
What they did is they Wegmans'd you.
Yeah,
they Wegmans'd you. They made you walk through everything to get to where you wanted to go, so you had to see it.
Right, and so they have a setup on the floor, and that's where the little speakers are. And then when we go up into the upper area to watch Thomas, to see Thomas, oh, these are pretty good. And then I realize their speakers that are on the floor are pointed at the people on the floor. There is no audio for the people that are in the upper levels.
Oh.
So you hear the lady come out, and the lady says, "Hi, everybody.
man.
And I'm like, hey, Thomas is going to come out. Thomas is going to come out. I'm saying this to my kid for 20 minutes
right.
while the theater major down there with you know, is doing her rap version of, you know, we're 2, we're 4, we're 6, and 8. And I'm just sitting there going, this is what day 2 of hell. But my kid's happy.
At least you weren't hungover still. You had, you know, and you had cool air in there. Was the temperature good?
Didn't have to deal with the hangover.
So it was another day, day 2 of the Rube Patrol. And I was one of the Rubes, but my kid was happy. And that's all that matters is being happy. And then he's tired because he didn't get his nap. And so we're out on the little gangway there on the little causeway where you're outside of the floor. And we decide we'll whisk him out of there. And he starts to want to stay. And I see the guy doing balloon animals, and he gets the little balloon animal, and as soon as he gets in his hand, I said, I take the balloon. It's a brilliant parenting move, by the way.
Yeah.
I take the balloon animal, and I put him up to my ear, and I said, you what? You want Michael to take you to the car? Michael, wants you. I swear to God, it worked. Oh, it worked.
Nice.
It worked. Thank you. It worked very well. I looked at it, so I hold the balloon. I said, he wants you to take him to the car. He goes, let's go to the car, Daddy. I'm like, ah, and I look at Carl, and I'm like, I am the father of the year.
Yeah, yes, that really does. That makes up for everything that happened. Was it a free balloon animal?
Yeah, free balloon animal.
Oh, complimentary balloon
splurge.
Animal.
Little kid about 18 years old doing the balloon animals, did a fine job. We were happy. We got him in the car. We're whisking home because that's it. It's going to be a time for a little R&R. Mommy and Daddy are going to chill until, for the evening. We picked up a little dinner. We're going to be fine. Everything's going to be
A-okay. Did the balloon animal tell you that he wanted Michael to sleep till 8 a.m.?
The balloon animal would have preferred Michael to sleep for 17 hours over the entire weekend, but it's not going to happen. So we get him home. He fell asleep in the car. God bless his little heart.
Oh, it's so great.
He falls asleep in the car, but we got to, you know, make that transition from the car to his room and put him in his little kid's bed. So hopefully that he's going to stir a little bit. Sometimes that can go where we can get him, or he's up and then he's just a maniac.
So you go to pick him up and he does. I'm sure he does that kid thing. He weighs 700 pounds,
right?
And he's 200 degrees
exactly. And I say he's clutching.
Yeah,
his little balloon animal.
Yeah, his cuddly rubber balloon animal.
And I pick him up and I hold on to him as I'm transitioning from. I said, let me just put this down on the ground, and I put the balloon animal down on the hot driveway, and it goes. And then he goes,
Daddy is horrible.
You used up all your plus points.
Yeah. He fell. God love him. He fell asleep after that, though. Woke up, first words out of his mouth, Daddy broke my balloon.
Oh, man, it wasn't a dream.
Father of the year, that's me. Happy Memorial Day. Yes, sir. By the way, and let me just say to the electronic people, down in South Florida, learn how to deal with your water, please. Thank you. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Yeah, that's right. It's me and Gary. And on this week's episode of the show, don't tell anybody, but we're featuring brand new music from the Monkees.
The Monkees. I love the Monkees, and I think it's a favorite of some of the people on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah, but I don't think Mike likes the Monkees, so.
I wasn't referring to him.
I tell you what, Rob, Oscar, if you guys are in the room, make sure Mike is not listening right now or is out of the room as we're promoting this episode of our show.
Make him take the last train to Clarksville.
It's new music from the Monkees. Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Touch of Modern. You know, Father's Day is coming up, and there is no one harder to shop for than dear old dad. You don't want to go all generic with another tie that he won't wear, and you don't want to break the bank with anything extravagant. Luckily, there is a place where you can get him a Father's Day gift that he will love. It's touchofmodern.com. Go there right now. I love this website. Give dad something to brag about this year besides you. Tons of great gifts all over the site for dad or yourself. Timeless and unique products. Every visit to Touch of Modern is like being a kid in a candy store. Touch of Modern is always changing. Each item on the site is hand-selected to grab your attention, and all at the best prices online, anywhere guaranteed. Jaw-dropping gadgets and tech, home brewing kits, new and vintage watches, tactical gear, rugged tools. That's just the start.
Yep.
Plus, with loads of new sales literally launching every day, Touch of Modern is the one website to improve your lifestyle with a single click. Right now, our listeners can get immediate access to these deals when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today, because tomorrow it'll be different. That is how life rolls in the fast lane. And during my downtime, I spent an awful lot of time surfing Touch of Modern, and you should too.
News.
Simon Cowell did one of those 25 things you don't know about me lists for Us Weekly.
Wow.
Here are a few of the things we learned.
You know, this probably would have been a little more happening 10 years ago.
Yes.
Very true.
Like to know what his worst habit is?
Smoking.
Falling out of public favor.
Oscar got it.
Smoking. He's still a smoker?
He's always on Us Weekly, and they always catch him when he's probably just walked out of his house and he's there in his pajamas smoking.
Yeah, he's got
smoking
himself
in front of his house.
Mike got himself a choke, ready for the day.
Now, the other thing is he's an elderly father as well, and it says here, quote, "I have banned Dora the Explorer. I told my 2-year-old son, Eric, that Dora has left to go on permanent holiday." He's right about this. Her voice is annoying. He's right.
Hola, Boots!
Now, I haven't seen this one. I might go look for it, though, for my kid. Peppa Pig is now his favorite.
I know Peppa Pig. Peppa
you
Pig.
You know them all. How do you know them all at your age? Your kids are all grown. How do you? Well, that's because you spend a lot of time watching the television.
Peppa Pig is a young British pig, and when she talks, she does that. It's very, very cute. Peppa Pig. Yes.
And let me see. He says, if I could trade places with anyone for a day, it'd be Frank Sinatra in the 50s.
Oh, God, who
pretty
wouldn't?
Good choice.
Yeah.
There were a lot of loads of times when I thought the wrong person won on American Idol. He said that. He has a phobia. Would anyone like to guess what his phobia is? It's a funny phobia.
Is it Paula coming back?
No, it's a fear of clowns.
Really?
Yes.
Fear of clowns. And creepy. He also plans to clone his dogs. Okay, there's the Hollywood weirdness. He also once wanted to be frozen after he died until he realized that they chop your head off when they freeze you.
I want my head attached.
Yes, I wanted to tell. Thank you. Oprah Winfrey seems to be taking advantage of musical trends, ladies and gentlemen. O recently made a move to expand merchandising rights of her personal Oprah's brand to include bottled water, energy drinks, coconut water, and lemonade.
Oh.
Would you like to know when she filed the docs for lemonade obtained by TMZ? A few weeks after the Beyonce hit. As soon as that became a smash, that's when she filed for the Oprah Lemonade. Hey. Yeah,
she'll Oprah. Make her Thank money you. There.
How Thank about you. Weight Watchers? Where's all that weight gone? Still there.
In more TMZ news, Mama June. Hi, everybody. Mama June. She'll be hitting the road this summer, headlining a strip club tour.
Oh, no.
This gets a little cryptic at the end, so bear with me. She'll make a ton of cash in the process. TMZ learned that June was such a hit at strip clubs this past year. Did you even know that she was doing a strip club?
Now, is she stripping?
I thought
I
she was doing...
So.
Wasn't there an adult video that was being shopped around with Mama June?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was Sugar Bear was shopping, allegedly, an adult video of them. No one bought it.
Was that before or after he thought he might be bisexual?
All right,
I'm exploring that.
She has booked 4 appearances in June. We might have to send a reporter there.
Yes.
Vegas, Los Angeles, Oklahoma City, and Baltimore.
Oh.
She's coming to Baltimore.
Hello.
This would be a chance to send. You guys handpick the reporter that we need to send to go see Mama June.
Because the reporter would have to interview and also make love to her.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Leave your dollar bills at home, it says. June is just doing meet and greets. So the question is no nudity, I assume. But I just don't know why it's strip joints that she's going to. I don't make the connection.
There for the buffet, Mike.
I think that they're, Mike, that sometimes your news stories ask more questions than they answer.
Can we investigate this a little
Absolutely,
further?
Absolutely, yeah.
I like it when strip clubs say they've got a great buffet, and it's separate from the dancers aren't dancing close enough to the buffet, so they make that very clear in their advertisement.
Yes, of course.
In a separate room, the buffet.
Mama June, everybody. An Italian man is celebrating a court order to fork over dough to his ex-wife in the form of pizzas. The baker's former spouse had had dissed him for the pizza alimony and took him to court for non-payment of $334 a month for child support. The local reported that. But Judge Chiara Batozzi. Chiara Batozzi. You're a good boy. You pay your wife alimony and a pizzas, huh? So anyway, the guy says, Batozzi says the cheese and tomato creations are an acceptable form of payment for their daughter, given his limited earnings. So there you go. Okay,
it's so good for you.
So good.
A woman says she and a friend were injured when they were jumped by a kangaroo. When I say kangaroo on the show, I always do the Belushi style of kangaroo. When they were jumped by a kangaroo while cycling in an Australian wine region, Sharon Heinrich said she and her friend Helen Salter were cycling side by side along a tourist route in South Australia on Wednesday when she saw a large kangaroo standing on a slight rise. There's some imagery for you right there.
That's wonderful writing, Mike. I have to applaud the guy who wrote it.
As they passed, the kangaroo bounded across the trail, landed with his long hind legs first on Heinrich's left torso and then on Salter's back. It knocked both of them from their bikes before the kangaroo hopped off. The one lady, Sharon Heinrich, said that she broke three ribs and will undergo surgery on Thursday to replace ruptured breast implants.
Am I totally high and drunk at the same time? Didn't we once see a guy with a baby kangaroo at a restaurant?
We did.
In Manassas. It was like in a pouch.
A little wallaby?
Yeah,
The answer to both questions is yes.
Ah! Well, that's good.
So apparently the airbags worked as like, you know, padding to save her from further injury. The other lady suffered a concussion and whiplash. The lady Slater, who didn't have the fun bags, managed to cycle on the other lady's bike to a nearby business to call for an ambulance. So that's it. So good for her. Congratulations in Australia.
That was a very good kangaroo attack story.
There is a now a little something. There is a 44-year-old guy in Des Moines, Iowa, who's been living at home with his dad and his dad's 50-year-old girlfriend. She finally kicked him out of the house on Thursday. And as he was leaving, she checked the fridge for any food he left behind. She found a package of frozen bratwurst in the freezer, and she threw them into the yard. But apparently that set this guy off because he picked up the brats and threw them at her as she was walking away, hit her in the back of the head, and knocked her unconscious. She wound up needing staples to close the gash in her head, and now there's a warrant out for his arrest on assault charges. The bad news?
Yes.
The brats aren't even thawed yet. I'm so sorry. We'll take a break, come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Please, sir, can I have some more? More? Yes, you can. If 5 visits with your TMOS podcast buddies every week just ain't enough, please allow me to introduce you to episode number 6. All you need to do is to subscribe to the TMOS bonus package. Each week, we record a 6th episode of the show, uncensored, commercial-free, and it can be yours if you subscribe to the 2016 bonus package. You get full access to all of the 2016 bonus content, plus the entire bonus show anthology at over a 25% savings, all waiting for you at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Look for the banner marked TMOS Bonus Packages, and don't worry that the year is almost half over, because when you subscribe, you'll get an entire year of access from the day you sign up. So whether you want to buy it, give it, or renew it, click that bonus banner and get her done, the TMOS Bonus Package. Order yours today. Because, you know, after all, ladies and gentlemen, you deserve it. Yes, sir. All right. Without further ado, let's open up the Audio Vault for Tuesday, May 31st, 2016. Rob Spiewak.
Sad to say, Mike, that my candidate for president has bailed on the election. Did you see Libertarian candidate James Weeks?
Weeks! Sure.
He was the guy that took the stage at the Libertarian convention, and he said he was doing it on a dare, and he stripped down to a thong and then backed out of the election. He's a fat guy with a beard. It was pretty amazing. Here's audio of him.
Funny video.
He actually took the stage and stripped down to a thong. And then while he's doing it, he's explaining, nah, I didn't really want to do
it. After all the fun we've had today, I figured this, we could use a little bit of fun.
Take it off.
Yeah.
Put it back on.
That's a party that is a party.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta love those libertarians.
I'm gonna go ahead and drop out.
I'm out. The stage, you're making an ass out of yourself.
Is that the serious libertarian?
Oh. Yeah, the guy that was taking it seriously.
All right, let me analyze this because I've seen the video and now I've heard the audio. So they were pissed at him, right?
Yeah, of course. He was doing it on. He literally said, "I'm doing this on a dare, and I'm out."
And so he had no intention of really being a delegate or whatever. He just wanted to.
Oh, hi guys, just kidding.
Here's my balls. See you later.
So, thank you.
So that narrows the field once again, Mike. Adele. Actually, no, how do you feel about people that occasionally whip out their cell phones and record during concerts?
I say if you get pissed by it, then you shouldn't be on stage because it's going to happen all the time.
And better also, not let it happen at an Amy Schumer concert. They'll break your arms.
Oh, they will because you'll steal all her great bits. the thing is, I'm okay with capturing an occasional song or stuff, but Adele got pissed at someone in the audience because this person actually went to the effort to set up a tripod.
Doing a
real deal here.
I want to tell that lady as well, can you stop filming me with a video camera? Because I'm really here in real life. You can enjoy it in real life rather than through your
phone. Good point.
Can you take your tripod down? This isn't a DVD, this is a real show.
Take your effing tripod down, you wench.
Anybody got a ham sandwich?
I know you're in the middle of your audio ball, but you got to hit the alarm for that.
Okay. Oh, sorry about that.
He said ham sandwich.
Went under the wire. Now, Mike, I'm imagining when it first aired, I guess in like 1976, you watched the miniseries Roots.
Yes, I did.
Kunta Kente.
I did not watch it because I was but a baby. I was like 5 years old. But they've remade it, and I'm TiVoing it. I'll watch it tonight. You know who is not a fan of Roots is Snoop Dogg.
Really?
And he posted a video in no uncertain terms. He will not be viewing this miniseries.
No disrespect, but I can't watch.
Keep in mind, he starts by saying no disrespect, okay?
No disrespect, but I can't watch no mother more black movies with getting dogged out. 12 Years a Slave, Roots. Underground, I can't watch none of that. I'm sick of this. How the they gonna put Roots on Memorial Day? They gonna just keep beating that in our heads of how they did us, huh? I mean, I don't understand America. They just want to just keep showing the abuse that we took hundreds and hundreds of years ago. But guess what? We taking the same abuse. Think about that part. When y'all gonna make a mother series about the success that black folks is having? The only success we have is Roots and 12 Years a Slave and like that, huh? Y'all, I ain't watching that. And I advise you mother that's real like myself, them television shows. Let's create our own based on the day, how we live and how we inspire people today. Black is what's real.
I think it's a valid point. I'm not sure he should have presented it that way.
NWA was just out in theaters. I mean, look, I'm all for promoting.
Straight Out of Compton?
Yeah, Straight Out of Compton.
Yes.
I don't think that Snoop really understands that the reason why they make a show like Roots, or they make, well, not 12 Years a Slave, but Roots, is because they want to educate people of what happened.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Those who do not understand history are condemned to repeat it. Right. But anyway, he sure does have a colorful way of expressing himself.
Get back to your nature video, Snoop.
That's why I like his nature videos, Oscar.
I like those too.
Oh man, look at that crocodile.
Sarah Palin is another person who has a very colorful way of expressing herself.
Oh, okay. I was listening and it was on and Carla heard it in the kitchen. What is happening? She's now at a different octave.
Oh, she's nuts.
I know, but her voice, Rob. The timbre of her voice, her vocal characteristics, she's gone from being down here where I to way up. Listen to how high her voice is now.
I'm wondering, do you think she is still a valid choice for Trump's running mate?
Oh, no.
Because she was brought out to introduce him at a California rally. I think this is from Friday night.
The shrill is the perfect description. Listen to
so
that.
Trump came roaring in through this primary, and he blew the lid off the corrupted and corroded machine. He was like a golden wrecking ball. He wrecked what needed to be wrecked in order to shine light on the shenanigans.
You got to shine light on the shenanigans by wrecking what needs to be wrecked.
You know, can I be honest with you? I mean, I hear that, to be honest with you, saying that the machine is corroded and needed to be wrecked, I might agree with that. It's just listening to her.
But Mike, would you agree to this comment from the introduction?
So suck it up, cupcake.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, could you please just isolate that?
Yeah, I have it. It's another valid point.
Suck it up, cupcake.
There it is.
And let's close with this. Congratulations to rookie Alexander Rossi, who won the 100th Indianapolis 500 over the weekend. But the big story is that they'd had the Sports Center was being done live at the Indy 500, and Letterman was there talking about the way he used to play when he was at the Indy 500.
We were draining gallons and gallons and gallons of water, and we just got as drunk as you can get without killing yourself from alcohol poisoning. By the way, I'm drunk now.
Good. Well, we wouldn't expect anything less.
And no better look than Letterman with a long gray beard and a jumpsuit.
There you go.
The red leather jumpsuit. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Woo! That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show is come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the show with a letter or package, send it to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, send it along to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com and take our survey. Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It'll mean a lot to us. We rely on your word of mouth. Tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.